Here in the U.S., the Department of Transportation next week begins an audit of how passenger and baggage screening methods are being tightened at the nation's airports. The audit occurs as the federal government is gradually taking control of airport security. It must hire 40,000 screeners by the end of the year. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The Transportation Security Administration hasn't hired any federal screeners yet. In fact, it hasn't even posted job listings. But what it has done is hire 1,300 screener supervisors. The TSA calls them a SWAT team. The agency says these are highly qualified screeners. Officials describe them as a cut above the rest. The SWAT team is now being trained at a government facility in Oklahoma City. Once the supervisors have finished their training, they'll rotate to different airports, training the regular screeners under them. TSA official Justin Oberman says the SWAT team was chosen from a pool of tens of thousands of applicants. Many didn't make it, he said, because they either didn't pass the criminal background check, the credit history check, the aptitude test, or one of the many other requirements. In Oklahoma City, the screener supervisors are being taught how to detect weapons and explosives and how to differentiate those things from the everyday items packed in suitcases and worn by passengers. Soon, they'll begin training the regular screener workforce at airports around the country. The Transportation Security Administration expects to begin the application process for regular screeners next month. The TSA initially had hoped to hire about 80% of the current screener workforce and retrain them, but officials now expect the percentage to be lower than that, mainly because too few of them will qualify. One of the requirements is U.S. citizenship, and big city airports have many non-citizens working their checkpoints. In San Francisco, for example, 80% of the screener workforce are non-citizens. That's one reason the TSA has hired a special SWAT team of screener trainers. The idea is these people can fill in the gaps if work shortages develop, if non-citizens leave their jobs early to go elsewhere, knowing they don't have a future in passenger screening. Lawmakers are cautiously eyeing the TSA recruiting and hiring efforts, especially in light of a recent disturbing report. That report by the Transportation Department's Inspector General found that large holes still exist in the passenger screening system. The IG's office conducted undercover tests and managed to successfully sneak weapons and explosives past screeners at security checkpoints. Senator Ron Wyden, who helped write the new aviation security law, was bothered by that news.
I think the American people realize that there is absolutely nothing that every single time will be 100% foolproof. But clearly we can increase the odds, add a measure of safety and security so you don't have a situation where reports come out saying that knives were missed 70% of the time, guns missed 30% of the time.
And simulated explosives missed 60% of the time. Wyden says the report raises ominous questions about whether airport security really is improving. He says his biggest concern is that the screeners who are working airport security checkpoints right now are the same people who were there on September 11th. Marianne Akers, NPR News.